Right. Praise the Lord, everybody. Bishop Paul Wunderchek here. Real quick, I'm going to wait for a few of you to get on. I don't know. All right. Let me know if you guys can hear me. Hey, Deb, God bless you. Let me know if you guys can hear me, because I want to make sure you can hear me clearly. Can you hear me, Stephen? Okay. Deb, you can hear me pretty good. I got a quick word. Something was bubbling up in my spirits. Wayne Batten, you can hear me? Good, 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 good. Your favorite bishop here, Bishop Paul Wunderchek. Go ahead and swipe to the right, to the left. Real quick, I have a word. I know this is not normally when I Periscope, but I really wanted to share a word with you that God had dropped in my spirit. And if you'll swipe to the right. Hey! Hey, Afati, God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for your precious seed. I'm sending all of you that sowed yesterday in the 3080 Covenant out a special book. I'm going to send you my Power Principles book. I'm going to sign it for you and put a special letter in there for you. I'm sending that out this week. Your seed means so much. Your gifts mean so much to this ministry. And many of you yesterday joined me in the 3080 Covenant. God bless you. Swipe to the right or the left. I am bubbling over with a powerful word that God just put in my spirit. I had an incredible, incredible word, and it's not going to be long today because it's not Monday, Wednesday, or Friday favor. By the way, if you have not signed up for my morning manna email, I send it out every day. Some days I forget. But if you will go to my website, bishopp.tv, www.bishopp.tv. Hey, God bless you. Thanks for joining us. And go ahead and fill out. When you get on the website, it'll have a little box for you to fill in your email address. And I will get those morning mannas out to you immediately. Swipe to the right, to the left. Invite your Twitter followers. I'm going to wait about 15 more seconds, and I'm going to share this word with you. And it is going to be explosive. Some of you, it is going to absolutely stir your faith. What I want to share with you today is that you are closer than you think. I said you are closer than you think. Somebody ought to say that. I'm closer than I think. Satan will always get you to feel that you are farther away from your promise than you really are. That's how he gets you to quit. My God, that's right, woman of God. You are closer than you think. Now watch this. I'm driving, and I'm going to go ahead and start. People have to catch the replay. And the joy of the Lord just hit me, because when God talks to me and I'm driving in my sports car, I tell you, man, they ain't no better feeling. And I am driving in my 400 horsepower, red leather interior, six-speed Genesis with Brembo brakes. And I'm actually in a real kind of wooded area. I don't even know where I am. I'm on my way for a meeting, and I have to go somewhere, and I'm kind of lost. Actually, I'm kind of lost. And I don't have any clue where I am. So I put my destination, watch this, into my GPS, and it says my destination is only 2 minutes away. 2 minutes away. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, tell my people that because they don't know, that's right, because, watch this, because you don't understand the distance between where you are and where you're going. And everything that's going around in front of you keeps you from recognizing how far the journey is. You think it's a whole lot farther than it really is. I thought I was lost. I was 2 minutes away from my destination. Why? Because we don't understand the distance between where we are and where we're going. But the moment we lock in, God bless you, Lilies in Bloom. Good to see you. The moment we lock into the GPS, the Holy Spirit guidance system, in the prophetic anointing, God begins to tell us you're only just a few minutes away from your destination, because everything around you can blind you from the distance between you and your promise. My God, God bless you. I don't know who that is, but please let me talk. Isn't that awesome? Holy Spirit guarded system. I like that. Holy, the GPS. Isn't that amazing? So you got to understand something. Don't let what's in front of you and what's around you, because it's unfamiliar, keep you from realizing or keep you from thinking that you're closer to your promise than you think. All the drama that breaks out. Anytime you catch a vision of your future, everything around you starts screaming. Why does it start screaming? To make you think you'll never get there. Oh, the devil wants you to think you'll never get there. But God told me to tell you, you're closer than you think. And the only thing you got to do is lock in to the GPS, the Holy Spirit guided system, and make the right decisions. Listen for his whispers. Listen for his guidance. Listen for where he tells you to turn, and what you think is years away, I hear the Holy Ghost say, is only minutes from you. Listen to me. God bless everybody. Thank you for watching. Listen. Israel thought their promised land. That's right. I'm excited. Israel thought their promised land. Watch this. That's right. And that's right. When you get distracted, he recalibrates and reroutes where you're going, and he'll get you there on the fastest possible way. He'll get you there the quickest. Israel was walking around the wilderness for 40 years. And did you know the promised land was 187 miles from the wilderness? 187 miles from the wilderness to the promised land. And they wandered for 40 years. You can wander around a place for 40 years not knowing what's meant for you is right down the road. You might be with the wrong boo, not realizing your Boaz is half a mile down the road. You might be at the wrong job, my God, not realizing that your wealthy place is a quarter mile down the road. But because you didn't lock in to the Holy Ghost GPS system, you are that close to your breakthrough, but you'll never get it because you can't listen to the whispers of God. Who am I talking to? You don't realize you're closer than you think. My God, somebody say, I'm closer than I think. My breakthrough is closer. My miracle is closer. Don't let the devil use what's in front of you to keep you from accurately judging the distance between you and your miracle. Oh Lord, somebody ought to slap your neighbor. And if you ain't got a neighbor, slap yourself, because I am preaching to somebody. God is about to take your faith and let you, that's right, Minister Tanya, let you know that you thought it was miles away. You thought it was years away, but it's right around the corner. Your faith in the GPS guidance system of the Holy Spirit will guarantee that you make the right turns and you get there quicker. Oh, you get there quicker. Everybody may get there, but I'm going to get there quicker. The difference between those that have the Holy Ghost and those that don't listen to the Holy Ghost, they may get there, but I'm going to get there quicker. They may have to go through a lot of hell to get there. I'll have to skip over the hell. They may get heaven when they die and go to heaven. I'm going to get heaven while I'm still here on earth, because heaven is in my heart. My God, Jesus didn't just die to get me to heaven. He died to get heaven to me. Oh, Lord, somebody, because heaven wasn't just lost. Earth was lost. Earth was cursed. Jesus died to bring whatever. Jesus said, Father, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Whatever's up here, Jesus said, I want it down here. If there's no sickness in heaven, God doesn't want sickness on earth. If there's no poverty in heaven, God doesn't want any poverty on earth. If there's joy in heaven, God wants joy on earth. If there's joy in the presence of God in heaven, God wants his presence in your world on this earth. So watch this. Listen, you're closer. I feel a stirring in my spirit. You're closer. I'm prophesying to somebody, you're closer than you think. Some of you are 24 hours away from your next open door. If you'll just get your mind right, if you'll just start thinking on another level, if you'll just start thinking faith, thinking prosperity, thinking blessing. Thank you for those of you that joined me yesterday in the 3080 seat. I'm sending all of you out books. I see an open door too, Wayne. God bless you. I do. And some of you have asked me, can we make that a recurring seed every month? Several of you asked me. If you'll go to my giving page at bishopp.tv, now you don't have to sew it into me if you don't want. You can sew it into your pastor, your bishop. But some of you specifically ask, how can I make that a recurring thing every month? We have set it up, the giving page. And there's three levels of giving, and one says, I want to do a recurring seed. Thank you, Deb, bishopp.tv, a recurring seed. It says subscription button. If you press on it and sow your 30-80 seed, it'll take that seed every month, and it'll take that seed from your account. You'll be sowing it without even looking. You'll be sowing seed while you're sleeping. You'll be reaping harvest while you're sleeping. And some of you are so generous. And those of you that have sowed the monthly subscription seed and you have signed up to sow monthly and have it deducted from your account, I'm going to send you a partnership pack, a special partnership pack, and some books and a special message from me, and I want to write you, and I thank you, because the Holy Spirit said 12 partners a day. I'm going to give you 12 partners a day. So if you're interested, go to bishopp.tv, and you want to join the 30-80 covenant. God told David, 1 Samuel 30, verse 8, pursue, overtake, and recover all. And for those that are joining in partnership, God told me to tell you, you're going to overtake and you're going to recover everything that was stolen. I'm closer than I think. Man, I had a good time. This was a short one today. Thank you for partnering with me. Thank you for listening, for taking your time to listen to the Word of God. You're very smart. I'm looking at some brilliant people here. Thank you for all the hearts. I think we're almost, 430,000, something like that. And sign up for my morning manna. My morning manna, go to my website, sign up. I want to stay in contact with you, pray over your life, speak into your life, and partner with you to develop the faith, to take you into your prosperity, into your wealthy place, into your promise. I'm honored. God bless you all. Don't forget this word. Listen to the replay. Post it on your social media. Thank you, FT. God bless you. God bless you all so much. Love you much.